Philip Bettel is a social justice advocate. He serves on the policy council of SACOS and also has lived experience with utilising the South Australian Taxi Subsidy Scheme, or SATS. And I spoke to him earlier to find out where the issues might lie.
The subsidy itself is being eroded by the increase in taxi fares. With the increase of taxi fares, you have the increase of petrol, which is putting pressure on those fares. You're having the drivers needing to be paid more, all that sort of stuff. You're needing drivers receiving a lift fee on top of that. So that erodes the scheme as it is now. What we do need is an increase in real terms for people with disabilities, because what it means is that you're not able to travel as far, and you're not able to use a scheme or travel by a taxi as often.
Can you explain a bit more about the scheme and what it does to assist people?
Well, the scheme was designed for those that are unable to take public transport. And remember that the scheme was put into place before we had wheelchair accessible buses and before we had the DDA bus case where there was a decision made that all buses had to be wheelchair accessible. And we're moving to that point now. So that is taking pressure off the scheme as it exists. But it was there because there was nothing available at the time. We're talking about 30, 35 years ago, a long time. So we need to take stock and have a look at where we want the scheme to be in the future and how we want it to be sustainable.
So it essentially provides a concession to people who need access to a taxi because they can't get on public transport, they're unable to drive themselves or anything like that. It provides a subsidy for them to have a concession off the taxi fare.
And it provides them independence as well, to actually be able to travel by themselves, to go to the footy, to go shopping, to go to medical appointments, to do things that normal people take for granted, or the general public take for granted. As I said, we need the scheme to be sustainable, and I think one of the ways of actually doing that is to actually reform the scheme, move away from the paper voucher system that we've got at the moment and move to a sort of electronic card system like a credit card, which I think, if it's done properly, it can actually save the scheme some money, which means you can put those savings back in and increase the subsidy so it is sustainable in the long term.
Do you think it would be viable to create some kind of levy to help subsidise this scheme and actually increase the concession for people?
Well, I actually think it needs to be a standalone that government funds. They need to be thinking long term about where the scheme needs to be heading, and they need to support that scheme financially. I don't think you need to have another levy to deal with that. The scheme exists, it needs to be supported. Otherwise, it'll just collapse and won't be valuable to anyone. And remember too that it also has an important role for providing support to the drivers. The subsidy scheme itself supports the passenger, so in turn supports the driver. So it's not just about supporting the person with the disability; it's about supporting the cab industry to be able to provide transport to people with disabilities.
What has your experience been utilising the scheme?
There's two parts of the scheme. Obviously, there's the subsidy scheme and the voucher system, but also there's the cab itself, the nuts and bolts of actually driving from A to B. That still is very, very much under-resourced, and so you're waiting quite often for an hour, 2 hours for a cab. Sometimes a cab may not turn up at all.
And we're talking about the types of taxis that have wheelchair space at the back, and also ones that have lifts in them. Yes. Sometimes too.
Yes, and so you're looking at the extra costs there too to the driver. The taxi licences for the drivers are heavily subsidised, but it's still a very expensive proposition for the driver or for the owner driver or the owner of the taxi to be able to make it viable as well. So that's why we need also a viable subsidy scheme to support the industry.
Is it difficult for people to apply for this scheme?
It can be. Depending on the nature of your disability, you need to prove that you're not able to take other forms of public transport, or it's very difficult for you. And the other thing with this too is that There are a number of disabilities and disability types that are excluded from it. We would love this scheme to be expanded. It was expanded to people who are blind and vision impaired not too long ago in terms of the history of the scheme. So as well as increasing the subsidy, I'd like to see the membership of the scheme and who it is available to expanded as well. For example, people with an intellectual disability, it could be expanded to them because quite often they have difficulty taking other forms of transport and find it difficult to be independent as well in getting from A to B.
We are seeing the NDIS finally come to fruition around Australia. Where does a transport subsidy scheme like this fit under NDIS, or does it in fact?
Well, we need to be cautious so we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, that we still maintain a subsidy scheme right around the country because every state has a scheme in different forms. We can't say that the NDIS will cover everything, that it's the answer to everyone's problems. We need to maintain a separate bucket for schemes like this, because there will be people that aren't eligible for the NDIS, or there are people that are eligible for the NDIS, but they may have NDIS money but still need transport money. They do need to be seen as quite separate in a sense, and we really do need to have a think about where the NDIS fits in relation to other support services. And I don't think we've done that. I think we've just said that all roads lead to the NDIS, and if you're transport or if you're health, you can wipe your hands of disability, and that's not the case.
Philip Bettle finishing there with some interesting thoughts about the NDIS and whether it should cover transport concession schemes for people with disability. He also raised their issues with the South Australian Taxi Subsidy Scheme and the concession not increasing to reflect rising relevant costs.